Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Balloons and everything after the game for Javi Baez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
Dickerson on the call. Two homer night for Javi on the night that he celebrates 10 years of service time. It really is out of a fairy tale. What's going on with this dude?
It's unbelievable. 3 years of just awful baseball. And compound that with the contract that he signed, fans, the team wasn't any good, and now all of a sudden, there's a race to 50 in terms of 50 wins right now. The Tigers still have the best record of Major League Baseball, and Javi Baez has been a huge part of it. Whether it's just plays in the outfield, it's what he's been able to do, and he's been opportunistic at the plate. It's not all, you know, roses, but... No. It's been good enough to be a part of a team that is the best record in baseball. They are approaching a double-digit lead in the division. Right now, it's 9.5 games. Are you kidding me?
Is he the best story on the best team? That's a question for you and everybody, but I think the answer is yes.
So, okay, then let's go back to yesterday when I'm stumping for, like, how quickly you waffle.
There's no waffling.
There's waffling. Yes,
I think Torque's more deserving of an all-star spot. That's a different conversation, John.
I don't know.
I know you did a show with a fence sitter for years. I'm not sitting on a fence here. Torque is more deserving of
yesterday,
the All-Star.
Yesterday, I was stumping for him,
yes.
and I think he's got a better chance of being in the... Obviously, he's fifth in voting right now. I don't know how this affects voting, but I do think it is the best story, and maybe that's part of it, right? Yesterday, when I was stumping for him to be in the All-Star game, it was more stumping for him to be comeback player of the year, because it wasn't just an injury that he was... overcoming. It wasn't 1 year of, well, he had a bad injury early in the season, the Tigers missed him all year, and now he's back. No, it was three horrific baseball seasons. And all we heard from AJ was how Javi Baez is working on it, he's doing this, and the patience that the team has with him, and they were kind of forced to be very diplomatic in how they said it because of the contract, they weren't going to let him go.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, we're hit in the face with Javi Baez, and it just seems to be very poetic that on his 10 years of service anniversary, they got balloons and all this, he goes for two home runs.
Three hit night. OPS is now right about 800, yep. Which is crazy for a guy who had three terrible seasons. He was one of the worst hitters in all of baseball by the numbers.
Yeah.
And now he's on the best team, and he's the best story. I mean, look, there's a bunch of great stories. You want to highlight Torque? Fine. Torque had one down year, and clearly there was a point where he had to step up. Javi was times three. I think the animosity for Javi Baez was significantly higher than any animosity around Spencer Torkelson.
Oh, there's no question.
So that's the depths of where his career had fallen.
So there was a little animosity with Torque because it was, 1-1 overall. And then it was always, when are you going to bring Torque up? And when's Torque going to get the opportunity? Comes up, doesn't do well. And then the second half of that season, he ends up with 31 home runs. Then it was not great last year. It was a time down in AAA.
There were flashes with Torque. You could point to 30 homers. You could point to he's still young and he was the number one pick. And I don't think people expected much of Torque at the end of last season, but Javi was in a different level, a different stratosphere of frustration with this fan base. Is he the best story on the best team? 248-539-9797. On a night where he hits two home runs, he's the story. And he's had some moments this year. Remember the two-homer day, the walk-off winner against the Boston Red Sox? He's been part of pivotal moments for this team. He became part of the conversation immediately because of the injuries in center field. He is very much woven into the fabric of this team, the unselfish Detroit Tigers.
And wasn't it the opening game at home in 22. That was his first year, right? And that was, it was either that series against the Sox, or it was the series, the White Sox or the Red Sox, when he had that game winner off the fence.
It was White Sox, his first game.
Okay, yeah. So it was opening day 2022. And kind of everybody thought, oh, this is what we're going to get. And that's, I mean, after the game, you're watching him, and those are the moments you thought you were going to have. So it started off as good as you could possibly imagine. And then from there, it was all downhills for 3 years. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, I mean, his nickname is El Mago, the magician. You got magic immediately. And you're like, listen, I'll deal with some of the craziness, right? Sometimes on the base paths, he could be trying to do too much. Yeah. And sometimes he swings and misses too much. But I'm going to get wow plays in the field, plays at the plate. He's going to leave the yard. He's a 30 home run hitter. We're not getting that, but he could have 20 this season with an 800 OPS and play all over the diamond. All-star votes, balloons, celebrations, helium. He's a rallying figure in this clubhouse.
And it wasn't for 3 years. Like, there was a camp of, oh, Javi's going to be all right, versus Javi stinks. He wasn't polarizing.
No.
Because there was only one poll, and that was Javi stinks. There was, and I don't remember anybody last year calling in to defend Javi Baez saying, oh, just, you know, give him more time and he'll get there. He's, you know, no, it was all, he's toast. And no one wanted him around. I'm curious, how do fans feel about Javi Baez now? And I'm sure there's going to be some recency bias about the, you know, hey, you saw the balloons, you saw the two home runs yesterday, and yeah, we're feeling good in the moment, but you look at the entire season, and how can you not like what you're seeing? And I know Tom mentioned it yesterday when I was stumping for Javi. You still have some animosity towards Javi Baez.
I think resentment might be the better word.
Okay.
It's just going to take time.
How much time?
We're getting there. I'm to a point where I'm not going to criticize him anymore. I think this is one of the most miraculous turnarounds we've ever seen in Detroit sports. I do. This guy, you know, Jim, you said he hit his ninth home run last night after his second one.
Mm-hmm.
He's on pace to get in 22 to 25 home runs. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if I had said that before the season, you said you are nuts. There's no chance. And then we've seen these stories. You know, I always refer to Miggy in terms of, oh, look at him in the spring, and he's in
best
great shape
has ever been.
And
in.
We heard that, you know, narrative for 3-4 years, and it just never really materialized that much, especially when it came to power. And that even more so just said, this is impossible. Oh, a hip surgery is going to help your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the entire story is just, it's absurd.
Well,
but I think to criticize him at this point, and nobody disliked him more than me. I thought it was a horrible signing. I still question the signing. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's still fair.
But
so the conversation was, he went from the worst contract, the worst free agent signing in the history of Detroit sports, to maybe the greatest turnaround in Detroit sports history?
We'd have to think that out a little bit, yeah, but I think it's on the table for sure. I mean, when you go 3 years, 162 games per season,
yeah,
the numbers last year, the OPS was under 500.
Yeah, he was the face of the resentment that Tiger fans were feeling, not just towards him, but to the team for stretches, right?
Yeah, for a large part of the season, he was hitting under 200.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He appears to be the player he used to be with the Cubs.
Not quite to that extent.
What's missing?
He's not going to hit 30 bombs.
Okay, but if he ends up with 25.
Well, he hit 31 year.
And I don't think he's going to win the Gold Glove. I mean, these are things he did in a Cubs uniform. He won the Silver Slugger. I mean, these are things he did as a member of the Northsiders. I think what it is it's Cubs Javi mixed with, hey, he's older. It's like 80% of maybe what you used to get in Chicago, which we could argue, is that worth the contract? At this point, it's a moot point. He's locked up. He's a productive baseball player, which nobody expected as recently as 3 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, it looked like he was starting to dip just the last, you know, two weeks ago or so. And like, here it comes. And then he answers again. He's a streaky player. Yep. That's who he used to be. Yeah. There was no reason to think that this guy was going to save his career at this point. And I'm going so far now, I'll bring a baseball question into this. Mr. Parker Meadows fanboy here. That's me. At what point does Javi become your center fielder and not Parker Meadows? Because Meadows is really, really struggling at the plate.
Meadows is hitting 133.
He hit last night. You want him to hit leadoff. He's looking like last year's Meadows at the beginning of the year before he went down. I mean, how much more time do you give him? I still think you got to give him some time here. It's a short sample.
Should Javi play more center field with Parker Meadows' struggles? Last night was against a lefty, and that's the lineup I think that you could justify it. Like Parker Meadows against left-handed pitching, those are the nights especially you'd sit him. And then who plays center? Well, you want to play Javi against lefties. But I would push back a little, Tom, in that who's playing shortstop if I move Javi to center? Because I don't want more Trey Sweeney.
Right. Well, that just makes the bigger thing about getting somebody in at the trade deadline or beforehand on that side of the field that has a power bat. And then what if Vierling comes back? I mean, he's going to start playing in games later this week in Toledo. The squeeze on Parker Meadows is starting to happen, and Javi's contributing to that. That's crazy.
It feels like insanity, and to see what he is doing, but it's not. It's his attitude that's as big a part of this as anything. And now success will help you have a good attitude. But what we heard last year was, even though he was struggling in his third season, guys loved having him around. He was back in the clubhouse, and the team cheered that, and we thought, Stay away, because that's just bad mojo.
Calls to get to. John, it's a fair check-in with the fan base on where they stand at Javi Baez. Is he the best story on the best team? And Tom's question, a baseball question. Should he play more center field? It's 97-1.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.